Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Chav Hey, 16 lines in the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Let's quickly review. The Gemara asks, can we prove that a person is a Kohen Miyuchas from the fact that Eden testified that they know that he didn't see his Kapayim? And the Gemara had two tzedakim. Number one, even if we would be Milan Liyuchsin if Eden testified that he ate Chuma, but maybe we will Milan Mitchuma Liyuchsin because Chuma has a Chi of Misa if a Zar eats Chuma. However, since there is only an Issa Say, if a Zar Duchens, so maybe it's not a valid riot, a person that Duchens is definitely a Kohen. And number two, the Gemara says, even if we hold that imaylam yichuma liyuchsin, but maybe that is dafka by chuma, since it's generally eaten privately, and therefore a person's not scared to eat it, and people will notice that he's eating chuma be'issa. Masha inking, if someone's duchens publicly, that is more of a statement and a raya that he must be a kohen. And the Gemara brought a machlekes between Rav Chista Ravina, chad ama maylam, v'chad ama imaylam. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak then asked Rava the same shayla, if we can be maylam liyuchsin, because we know that a person didn't see his kapai, or we can't be Milan Liyuchsin. And Rav responded, as the Gemara previously stated, that it's machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Avina. And we ended off with Rav Nachman Yitzchak then asked Rav, what is ultimately halacha? And Rav said, Amalei, ano mastisi adana, that I have a raya from a braisa. And let's continue with that braisa. Yitanya, as we learned in the braisa, Rav Yesi states, Kedelu chazaka, how amazing is it that we rely on chazakas? Now keep in mind, Rav Yesi doesn't say, minayin chazaka, how do we know that we rely on chazaka? But he says, G'dayl Chazaka, Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, when Klai Yisrael was coming up by the beginning of Bayesheni, and it says, B'nei HaKoinim, and from the children of the Koinim, B'nei Chavaya, B'nei HaKoitz, B'nei Bazilai, Asher Lokach Mibreis Bazilai HaGaladi, Yishav Ve'ikorei HaShmam. The reason why these people are called the children of Bazilai is because this person married the daughters of Bazilai HaGaladi, and therefore they called those children based on the name of Bazilai. And then the Pasuk says, Eilu Bikshu K'savam M'sachsev V'leinim Tso, Ve'igolim Menakuna. And these families tried to find the Yichus brief and to try to prove that they were actually valid Kayanim, and they couldn't find it, and they were pushed away and were considered possible to do that Vaida in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Pasuk says, V'yayma tishasalem ha-shalayichlu m'kodesh ha-kodashim adam m'koyin l'urim l'tumim. So Nechemim ben Chachalya, who is called Hashishasa, and as Rashi brings in Masechtas Kedushim from the Yerushalmi, Shal Shem Shahayim Mashkel Melech, as since Nechemia was the butler for the king, and prior to serving the king wine, he had to take a drink of it to make sure that no one poisoned the king and to prove that he didn't poison the king. And the Chachamim allowed Nechemiah to drink from the wine of an Eved Kechavim. And the word Hasashasa comes from the Lashon of Hitir Shasa, that it would matter him to drink the wine of the king. And Nechemiah told these Kehanim that since you don't have valid proof that you're a valid Kehanim, therefore you can't eat Kachim until the Kohen goes and asks from the Urim V'Tumim. And as Rashi points out, Ka'odim Sh'oim L'Chaveir Ad She'avah Mashiach, this is as if Nechemiah was saying that you can't eat kachim until Mashiach comes, because the Urim V'Tumim lo yihayu b'Migdasheni. Of course, the Urim V'Tumim wasn't available in Migdasheni. Shenechzu chamisha dvarim, as we learned in Masechtas Yuma, that there were five things missing from Bayesheni that they used to have in Bayes Rishon. And Rava continues his raya, Amalehem hare atem b'chaskaschem, that Ezra told these kohanim that you could stay with your chazaka, even though you can't eat kachim, but you can eat what you used to eat. B'mei yisam eichlam b'goyla b'kachay gvol, just like previously when you were in Golis, you could eat kachay gvol, referring to chuma, which are kachim that can be eaten anywhere, and not only specifically in Eretz Yisrael, afkan kachay gvol. Also now you can still eat chuma, you can still eat kachay gvol. And Rashi points out that Rava was also saying that according to Rabbi Yisi, since he says g'dayl Chazaka, it must mean that Ezra told them that he could continue doing the Nesias Kapayim even now when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, just like they were performing the Nesias Kapayim in Golos. Rava now brings his raya, v'isak adayitach mailam Nesias Kapayim liyuchsin. If you're going to tell me that if someone sees someone doing the Nesias Kapayim, then it would be a good enough proof that he's a kohen miyuchas. And if so, by Ezra saying that they can't eat kachim, how could that have helped? Hani kiven to pass your dayo. Once we said that Ezra also said that they could still do Nesias Kapayim, also lasakinu, then people will say that it must be valid kohanim, and they're going to allow them to be considered kohanim miyuchasim. And the Gemara says it's not a raya because shani hacha deriyah chasko. Now, although generally we may say that ma'ilim in nesias kapayim liyuchsin, but over here, even if they would be allowed to do nesias kapayim, since Ezra made a takana that they can't eat kachim, therefore people will realize that there is a chasarin in their kahuna, and they won't be ma'ilim liyuchsin based on them saying that they actually did nesias kapayim. And Rashi says shariyah kol royin shar kohanim eichel kachim hamikdash, since everyone else sees the rest of the kohanim eating kachim, the heim einam eichel, and then specifically not eating kachim, yesh kan heka gadol sheyesh ben tzad psol, therefore will be a major heka, and people will recognize that there is a tzad psol in them. And Rashi continues, however, if someone nowadays C is a kohen that's doing the Seiyas Kapayim, since nowadays, in any case, there is no way to eat kachim, so therefore, by seeing someone doing the Seiyas Kapayim, that may be enough of raya to prove that he is a kohen miyuchis. And the Gemara continues, the Eloi Teimachi, if you're not going to say that we're correct, that there's a difference between over here, because it's riyachas ko, according to Manda Oman, it says that if you see a kohen eating chuma, then we could prove that he's a kohen miyuchis, kimin da achlu b'chuma, asla sukinu. Now, look over here, Ezra definitely said that they could eat chuma, and l'chayu, that would be a raya that they are kohen miyuchis. So how could Ezra have said that? It must be Allah mishmanu riyachas ko, because they had a riyasa in the chazaka, since they were specifically not eating kachim, so therefore, by the fact that they ate chuma, that would not be enough of a raya to be ma'ilim mitchuma liyuchsin. And by the same token, when someone saw in the time of Ezra that there was a person that was doing the Seiyas Kapayim, since we also saw that that same person was not eating kachim, so it was clear to all that this kohen was not a kohen miyuchis, and there was no danger that we would make a mistake and think that he's a kohen miyuchis. And we continue on that chaf hei el mal velamai gedei lechazaka lechayor. If over here, even according to the Manda Amar, that ma'ilim Seiyas Kapayim liyuchsin, ma'ilim mitchuma liyuchsin, there was no danger that we would actually think that this person is a kohen miyuchis because he wasn't going to eat truma. So lechayor, there's not a gedei lechazaka, which is mashma that's a great thing that we're going to go and follow chazaka. Of course, we're going to follow chazaka over here, and therefore Rabbi Yosi shouldn't have used the lashon of gedei lechazaka. Maybe he should have said minayin lechazaka. And the Gemara answers that Nechemiah actually was mechadish to them, and that's why we said gedei lechazaka, that he was telling them that chazaka is so strong that mekara achal b'tshuma drabanan, that even though originally in Golas all the tshuma that you ate was only tshuma drabanan, because we know that kol mitzvah she tluya ba'aretz in the hagas ela ba'aretz, and even though your chazaka only established that you could eat tshuma drabanan hashta achal b'tshuma deraisa, now I'm going to allow you to eat even tshuma deraisa now that you're in Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. And keep in mind that Lefizeh, the lashon of Gedol Chazaka that we used in this Braisa was only discussing Truma, but in a Chanami, there is no major Chiddush as to Nesiyas Kapayim, because just like they originally were able to do Nesiyas Kapayim in Chutz Laretz, they're able to continue doing Nesiyas Kapayim now in Eretz Yisrael, and of course that would be based on a regular Chazaka, and Rabbi Yosi wouldn't have used the lashon of Gedol Chazaka. The only reason why Rabbi Yosi said Gedol Chazaka is to show that even though originally you only ate Truma Darbanan, now we're allowing you to go even further and even eat Truma Deraisa. And the Gemara continues, via Bayisema, or if you want, I could tell you another teretz, that even Lefidim and Amma Ma'ilim Mishum Liyuchsin, but over here, even if we wouldn't have the teretz of Mishum Deriya Chasko, we still would not be able to be Ma'ilim Mishum Liyuchsin in the case of Nechemiah ben Chachalya by Bayisheni. And the reason is because when Nechemiah said that they could stay and do whatever they did before him, Hashanami B'Truma Darbanan Achol, Nechemiah was telling them you could still eat Truma Darbanan in Eretz Yisrael, which means that you're still allowed to eat Paris and Yerukas, even in Eretz Yisrael, since the Chiyuv of Chuma on Paris and Yerukas is only Drabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. However, B'Truma Deraisa Lo Yachal, Nechemiah told them that you can't go and increase your Chazaka and start eating Truma Deraisa and Truma of Dog and Tirish and Yitzhar, you are not allowed to eat. And V'Chi Maskim, B'Truma Liyuchsin, B'Truma Deraisa, the only time you could say that Ma'ilim B'Truma Liyuchsin is only if you see a Kayan eating Truma Deraisa. However, B'Truma Drabanan Lo Maskinan, if someone sees a Kayan eating Truma Drabanan, that's not a good enough raya that he's a kohen miyuchis. And the Gemara continues and is fell my gedolei chazaka bishleim according to the first teretz that was saying that Nechemiah actually added that they were able to eat truma deraisa. So we understand the lush of gedolei chazaka, but according to this teretz that there was no increase of the ability to eat truma deraisa. So l'chayu, what's the lush of gedolei chazaka? On that the Gemara answers the afgav the ikal migzum mishum truma deraisa legazrina, that even though over here maybe the chum should have said that once they came to Eretz Yisrael we should be guys that they can't eat truma drabanan because they may make a mistake and think that they could even eat Truma Deraisa, since everything was available to them at that point, once they were back in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malon, Gedei L'Chazaka, that we don't make a gzira and we allow them to continue eating Truma Derabanan even in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not going to that maybe they'll come to eat Truma Deraisa. And keep in mind that even according to this teretz, we still have to have the original teretz of the Gemara that Riyah Chasko for the kasha that we had about Nesiyas Kapayim L'Yuchsin, because the Gemara asked the question before, Hani Kivin Pasi Yadayo Osla Sakinu, and that the Gemara would still have to give the teretz of Shani Hachad Riyah Chasko. However, according to the Manda Amar Ma'ilim Mishum Liyuchsin, we would not have to give a teretz of Riyah Chasko, because of course people won't think that this kind is a kohen miyuchis since they're only eating Truma Derabanan and not Truma Deraisa. And the Gemara asks on the second teretz, but Truma Deraisa Lo Yachal, are you telling me that Nechemiah told them they could only eat Truma Derabanan and not Truma Deraisa? But the Pasuk in Ezra says, Asher Lo Yachlu Mikoyed Shekadoshim, Ezra Mashma, Mikoyed Kodesh Kedashim Ublay Achol, he only told him you can't eat Hegdish, Habit Chumad Raisa Achol, but it's mashma anything else they could eat, including Chumad Raisa. On that, my answer is Hachi Kama, Loi Bemidi Iko Kodesh, that you now eat anything which is called Kodesh, which is referring to Chumad Raisa, Dichsiv Vichol Zar Loyechel Kodesh, which is of course referring to Chumad Raisa, as the Pasuk over there says, Uba Hashem is Vitara, Ba'achel Yechel Mekachim, and we know it's talking about Chuma, Veloi Bemidi Iko Kachim, and when it says the word Kachim, it's referring to regular Hegdish, Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Koin Kisil Ishzar, he be Chumas Hakodesh Loi Seichel, and Va'omamar, and we learned, Bemurim and Hakodeshim Loi Seichel, it's teaching us that the Chazeh Vishoy cannot be eaten by a woman that went back to her father's house after she was married to a Yisrael. However, she could eat from the truma of her father's house. And therefore, we see that the word kachim over there specifically refers to kachim and not to truma. And therefore, when it says over here the lashon of kodesh, it's referring to truma. And when it says hakodeshim, it's referring specifically to hegdish. And in Chanami, Nechemiah told the kodim that you can't eat truma deraisa and you also can't eat kachim. And we continue with the Gemara, and the Gemara now will bring rayas as to the din if it's ma'alim and nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin or not. Tashma, let's bring a raya. Chazaka lakuna, a person can be made on a person that he's a kohen if he sees the following. Nesiyas kapayim bebavel. So if someone sees that a person does nesiyas kapayim bebavel, then he could take it for granted and there would be a chazaka that it must be that that person is a kohen, and then he could go to another city and testify that I know that this person is a kohen. And Rashi explains, l'fishiyesham yeshiva ubezen kavua baikin achar nesiyas kapayim, that since they have over there a yeshiva and a bezin that used to check after everyone that did nesiyas kapayim, so therefore now we could testify that this person was a kohen. And Rashi continues and says, aval chilis chal or truma ain't a chazaka. If someone sees a person eating chal or truma in bubble, that would not be a raya. The chutzlar is lav de raisa truma de lev like kapti kulehai. Since in chutzlar the truma is not the raisa, therefore people weren't makbid, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya if you saw a person eating chal or truma. And the raisa continues, aval chilis chal or basuria. If someone sees that there's a man eating chal in Surya, and as Rashi says, shekip shadavid v'chibular tzol, that Surya was a place that David captured and he attached it to Eretzol, because some Haitana and this Tana holds kibush yachid shmei kibush that was considered part of Eretzol, the chalasa uchumasa deraisa, and lefida have in the Gemara that this braisa holds that chala and chuma are both deraisa in Eretzol and in Syria, and therefore if you saw a person eating chala or chuma in Syria, we could actually testify that it must be that he's a kain. And the braisa continues bechiluk matanis bekrochin, that if someone sees that there's a man that's receiving distribution of zroel chayim in a large city, that he could also testify that this person must be a kohen, because otherwise he wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and take the Zoyel Chaim, as since this is done in a public forum, and therefore there are many people around from many different cities, so someone may notice him and may say that, of course, he's not a kohen. And as Rashi says, he loved a kohen, but if not for the fact that he's a kohen, le'machtus nafshe, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and receive the distribution of Zoyel Chaim v'keva. And the Gemara now wants to bring a raya from this braisa that ma'alim nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin, because k'tanimiyas, we send this braisa, this is kapayim, that one of the ways that this chazaka fakuna is if you see that he doesn't see his kapayim. And my lav liyuchsin, l'chayr, what it means is that once you see that he doesn't see his kapayim, then we would say he's a kayim yuchis. On that, the Gemara says, loy, the truma doesn't prove that he's a kayim yuchis, but a gay marriage, it just will allow us to establish him as a kayim, but a gay achilas truma. And the Gemara asks, but dumi da achilas chal k'tani, l'chayr, in this price, it seems to compare the din of the see his kapayim to the din of achilas chal in Syria. Ma achilas chal liyuchsin, just like achilas chal means not only achilas chal, but also achilas truma. And therefore we say we're establishing a chazaka, it must be that we establish chazaka b'negei yichus after sees kapayim liyuchsin. So l'chayr, when we said we establish chazaka, once you see it doesn't see his kapayim, it would seem that now he would be considered a kayim yichus even for marriage. On that, the Gemara says, loy, achilas chala gufo l'chuma. Even when we said that when you see a kayim eating chala in Surya, that we establish chazaka, that's only telling us we establish chazaka and now he's allowed to eat chuma. But it's not establishing chazaka b'negei yichus and b'negei marriage. And why is this? Because chala and chuma actually do not have the same status, and therefore there actually is a chiddush that you're establishing a chazaka for chuma from chala, because kasava, this mandama holds chala b'zman hazeh drabanan, eating chala b'zman hazeh even in Surya is only drabanan, and even if Surya is considered part of Eretzol, or chuma deraisa, and chuma is deraisa, and the chiddush of the braisa is maskina mechala drabanan the chuma deraisa, that once you see someone eating chala drabanan, then we allow the same person to eat chuma deraisa. Uchad apich luhu rav huna b'ri rav shua rabanan, and as we'll see in a moment, the Rav Huna Ben Rabbi Shua said that this is the din that chal b'zman hazeh is drabanan and chuma b'zman hazeh is deraisa. However, b'negei nesiyas kapayim, the same din would apply. That when it said over here, chazak lakuna is nesiyas kapayim b'bavel, is telling us that if someone sees a man doing nesiyas kapayim b'bavel, it would be enough of a raya to allow this person to even eat truma deraisa. But of course, b'negei yichus, that would not establish enough of a raya. And ayin entices that at the end of the Gemara and lefita maskana comes out the chalab is manazeh is rabbanon. So l'chayy, why should it be a chiluk between bavel and surya? And really, the b'raisa should have said that if someone sees someone doing the siyas kapayim or eating chala either in bavel or in surya, that should be enough of a raya that they could eat truma deraisa. And ayin entices they still mechalad between bavel and surya. Ayin sham. And the Gemara continues with a similar b'raisa. Tashma, we learned the b'raisa chazak l'kuna, a way to establish kuna nesiyas kapayim v'chiluk granis be'eretz Yisrael. If someone sees a person doing the siyas kapayim or receiving truma by the granis in Eretz Yisrael, that would establish him as a kohen. And Rashi points out that of course nesiyas kapayim de'ikah bezek kavuyin b'atki. That the reason why if you see someone doing the siyas kapayim, it would prove that he's a kohen because bezin used to check him out. And of course there will b'ati dinim that will kavuyin be'eretz Yisrael. And the reason why if we see that someone's receiving truma in Eretz Yisrael, it will be a riot as a kohen because this man da'am holds that truma b'zman hazeh is deraisa. And since if a zar eats truma, he'd be chay misa. Therefore, of course, if this person's eating truma, it must be that he's really a kohen and maskina mina liyuchsin. And once again, keep in mind that at least according to Har Mina Gemara, when it said chiluk granis over here, it's not only referring to truma, it's referring to chala as well, because truma and chala have the same dinim, at least according to the Har Mina. And the b'raisa continues with suri v'chol makom sheshluchi resh kodesh megiin nisiyus kapayim raya. And the b'raisa teaches us that in Syria and any place where the shluchi resh kodesh would reach, which is of course any place which is in the circumference of 15 days from Yerushalayim or from where Bezin used to be, then if you see in any of those cities that there's a person that's doing the Siyas Kapayim, since there was Batik Diyim Kavuin in all those cities, so therefore it must be that they checked out this person, and it must be that they established that he's a Kayin, and it would be a riot that he's a Kayin. Avaloi Chiluk Granis. However, if you see in any place that's Eretz Yisrael, including Syria, that someone is actually receiving Chuma or Chala, then the din would be that that's not a good raya. And of course, this din is Pashat, where it's any town that's out of Eretz Yisrael, as in any town that's out of Eretz Yisrael, Chuma would be Drabbanan, because Chuma in Chutz Laaretz is definitely Midrabbanan. And Rashi explains that according to this man Oma, he holds that since Syria was Kibush Yachid, therefore Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, and it's considered part of Chutz Laaretz, and therefore if someone sees a person eating Chuma in those areas, it's not going to be a riot. He's a Kayin, because a person wasn't Makbid, and they would eat Chuma Drabbanan out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Brisa states, Bavel Kasuria, Bavel has the same dinim as Syria, that eating Chuma is not a raya. However, Nesiyas Kapayim would be a raya because Bati Dinim were Kavuyin over there. And Reb Shimon Gamliel, and Reb Shimon Gamliel adds in, Afalach Sadi Shom Mitzayim Bereshayna, Mepei She Bati Dinim Kavuyin Shom. And even originally, when Klai Yisrael was established in the Sadi Shom Mitzayim, if someone saw that a Kayin was doing Nesiyas Kapayim, then he could bring a raya that he was a Kayin because there were Bati Dinim that were Kavuyin in the Sadi Shom Mitzayim. And the Gemara continues and brings the same raya, Ketanimis. We see over here in this Brisa, Nesiyas Kapayim is enough to establish that a person is a Kayin, and my lav liyuchsim l'chayro means is coming to establish that he will be considered a full-fledged kohen and it's considered miyuchis. And the Gemara answers loy l'chala, that it's only coming to establish that he's a kohen b'negei achilas chala. Gemara asks a similar question that we asked before. Hadumi the chiluk granis k'tani. Over here we spoke about nesiyas kapayim and we spoke about chiluk granis, so it seems that it's comparing the two, and therefore machilu granis liyuchsim after nesiyas kapayim liyuchsim. Since in the Hamina this Gemara learns that there was no chiluk between truma and chala, the Brisa says that we see that this kohen was eating truma, it must mean that this kohen could have eaten challah as well. And then when it said that we establish chazaka, it must be talking about yuchsin, because there's no other thing that we could be talking about. Also, but again, the siyas kapayim, when the Brisa says that when you see a person doing the siyas kapayim, it would be a chazaka lakuna, it must be teaching us that there's a chazaka, but again, his yichus. And the Gemara answers, loy chiluk granis gufa l'challah, that when we said chiluk granis in this Brisa, it's not telling us that now that establishes you for yichus, it's only teaching us that once we saw that this kohen was eating truma, so then we allow him to go and eat chala, because kasava truma b'zman hazeh drabanan, that even though truma b'zman hazeh is only drabanan and chala is deraisa, umaskina mi truma drabanan chala deraisa. And even so, once we see that this person is eating truma drabanan, we will allow him to go and eat truma deraisa in a chazaka that he must be a kohen. However, b'negei yichus, we would not establish him as a kohen miyuchus. And when the Brisa says that if you see a person doing the siyas kapayim, that that would be a chazaka lakuna, all it means is now that we saw that this person was doing the siyas kapayim, so now we establish him as a kohen and he could eat truma and challah. However, there is no raya that ma'ilim in the siyas kapayim liyuchsin, because ein echinami, we would not establish that he's a kohen miyuchis. And the Gemara says, ukedach shchinu Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yishua Rabbanon, and this is just like the way Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yishua found that Rabbanon was saying that truma b'zman hazeh is Rabbanon and challah Chala Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa. And at this point in the Gemara brings this member of Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua. The member of Huna Breder Rav Yeshua, Ashkechtinu Rabbanon Bebei Rav, the Yasvi V'Kamri, I found the Rabbanon that they were in the base Medrash, and they were saying as follows. And the Lashon Bebei Rav over here does not mean the Yeshiva of Rav, because Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua was not necessarily a Talmud of Rav. And Rashi says, Bebei Rav, base Medrash, Kari Bei Rav. And the Rabbanon said, Afidu L'Mandam Chum Bizman Hazeh Rabbanon, even according to the Mandam that says that Chumah nowadays is only Rabbanon, Chala is Deraisa, the Chiva of Chala would be Deraisa. And the Raya is, Sharei, Zayin Shekipshu, Zayin Shechilku, Nischayv B'chala, V'lein Nischayv B'chuma, Uva Maisa, that all 7 years that Klal Yisrael went and captured Eretz Yisrael, and it took them to split up Eretz Yisrael, they were already Chayv in Chala, but they were not yet Chayv in Chuma. And therefore we see that nowadays it's possible that you'd be Chayv B'chuma only Rabbanon, but still Chayv in Chala mid-Deraisa. And Rashi explains, why is it that Klal Yisrael was Chayv in Chala even before there was Kedushas Haaretz, is based on a limud in the Sifri, because Rabbi Shmuel states that generally b'negeya mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, the pasuk says kisavai or kisavau, and over here b'negeya chala it says b'voyachem al aretz, and therefore we learn that the chiyuv of chala is not based on the kedushas aretz. Even prior to kibush achiluk there is a chiyuv of chala, and nowadays also even bizman hazeh when there's no kedushas aretz there's still going to be a chiyuv of chala midiraisa. However, Rashi explains by chumas and maisis it says digoncha and tfuas aracha, so therefore we learn out it has to be miuchadis l'cha, it has to be something from a land that you own, and that only happened after kibush v'chiluk. Since b'negei ma'isa, we know it's dependent on the years of shmita, as we know b'shana shlish is shnasa ma'isa, and since the years of shmita were only counted after it was kibush v'chiluk, and therefore the chiyuv deraisa of chumas and ma'isas only occurred once it was kibush v'chiluk. However, chala was chayiv even before kibush v'chiluk, and that's what the Gemara said at the end of the second b'raisa, that chumas rabbanon and chala deraisa ud kerash. And the Brisa continues, and I responded back to Rabbanon, Adraba Pumfaket, Afilu Mandam Chum Bizmanazer Duraisa, even according to my dominant hold that Chum Bizmanazer is Duraisa, Chala is still going to be Drabbanon, the Talmud is going to Brisa, Bevoyacham al Arts, since the Pasuk should have said Kisavayu Kisavayu, and it says Benege Chala Bevoyacham al Arts, and even though it's true that we had a Chiv of Chala even prior to Kibush and Chiluk, and you may think, Ibevoyacham, if the Pasuk tells you when you come in that there is a chiyuv of chala, yochel mishiluch sula shnayim u'shloshim raglim. You may think the chiyuv of chala even begins when there's two or three of klai yisrael that come into Eretz Yisrael. Talmud loyme bevayachem. That's what the pasuk says bevayachem, and we learn out b'bias kolchem amarti that the only time I said you have a chiyuv of chala is only when all of klai yisrael or most of klai yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, even if it's prior to kibush achiluk. However, v'loy b'bias muksaschem, there is no chiyuv of chala midiraisa if only part of klai yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael or comes back to Eretz Yisrael. And v'chiaskinu Ezra lav kulu salak, and since when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael by Bayesheni, not all of Klal Yisrael came back. There were only 40,000 plus Yidden that came with Ezra, and therefore at that point there was no chiyuv midiraisa of chala. And nowadays also, since most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the chiyuv of chala is only drabanan, even if the chiyuv of chuma would be deraisa. And that's what the Gemara meant at the end of the first brisa when it said uchad apach luhu Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua drabanan, just like Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua responded to Rabbanan and said that I hold that it's punkfaket from what you said. And we continue on daf chafei on beis tashma, another raya chazak l'kuna, a way to establish kuna nesiyas kapayim, if you see someone doing nesiyas kapayim or chiluk granes if they receive truma the edus or through edus. And Rashi says the harmin gemar is in bo edim shukayin shemakirnis of ves imai, if edim come and testify that he's a kayin because I know that his father was a kayin and his mother was a kosher, and some agaris chiluk granes nesiyas kapayim and then edus, which would seem to be more correct according to the next part of the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that there's a chazaka lakuna and then say edus? Edus chazaka, is edus based on chazaka? If edim testify that he's a kain, then that's not based on a chazaka. Elolav, hachikam, it must be that what the Brisa means is nesiyas kapayim ki edus, that if people see that this person does nesiyas kapayim, it's strong enough to establish him as a kain, just like edus. And ma edus liyuchsin, after nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin, just like if edim come and testify that this person is vade a kain, then certainly it will be a valid testimony even for Yichus. So when the Brisa says that people saw that he did nesiyas kapayim, l'chayr, that should prove that he's actually a kohen b'negeya Yichus as well. And l'chayr, we should have a raya that ma'ilim nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin. On that Gemara answers, lo, it's not a raya, because when it says edus, it means edus haba mikoyeh chazokah chazokah, that if you have edim that come from the strength of a chazokah, that's good enough to establish a chazokah. And the Gemara now will continue and give an example of an edus that's ba mikoyeh chazokah. There was a story story which someone came in front of Rabbi Ami, Amalei, and says, Mechzakani b'zeh shu kayin, that we could be machzik, that this person is a kayin. Amalei, Ma'ar Isa, how do you know that he's a kayin? Amalei, so this aide said, Shekar Rishon b'Beisek Knesses, because he had the aliyah of kayin in the Beisek Knesses. And keep in mind that in those days, they used to give the first aliyah either to the kayin or to the Gadol Adar. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Ami asked him back, Bechesra shu kayin, oy bechesra shu gadol, how can you be certain that the reason why he got the first aliyah is because he's definitely a kayin? Maybe the reason why he gave the first aliyah is because he was the Gadol Adar. On that, the aide responded, Shekara Achav Levi, because I know that the person that got the aliyah after him was a Levi. Balu Rab Ami Lakun Al Piv, and based on this testimony, Rab Ami established that this person was a kayin, not Benegei Yichus, but Benegei other dinim. And for example, he would allow this kayin to do the Sias Kapayim or eat Truma. And Rashi states, Aedis Nakabal, they will Makabal this Aedis of this person that he actually went and had the aliyah of the kayin, Venachilu Bitruma, Kilu Renu Anan, and then we allowed him to eat Truma, just like we actually saw that this person got the aliyah. And L'chayr, it's a little bit shver from Rashi, because this is not a chazakah, this is actually an Aedis that he saw that this person got the aliyah of kayin. So Taisa says, Pirishan Yaynu Shu Kayin, Machbis HaKayri Akrav, Shemuchzik Loi Shu Levi, which based on Taisa's, it seems that he's actually giving us a situation where there was only Haggadah, that it was a Chazakah, but it wasn't an established fact that he definitely got Kayin based on him being a Kayin, and that would work out better in the language of the Gemara. And L'chayr, what is the Raya? Just because the next person got the Aliyah of Levi, that therefore the first person must have been a Kayin and wasn't the Gadol Adar, Zok Rashi, we love Kayinu, Ein Levi Kayir Achav, if not for the fact that the first person got Kayin, then a Levi would not get the next Aliyah. That I'm reading B'sechs Gittin, Im Ein Sham Kayin, if there is no Kayin, Nispar the Chavila, then we break the chain of command, and once we don't give the Kayin the first Aliyah, then we specifically would not give a Levi the second Aliyah. The Raya in our Gemara was that by the fact that we saw that a Levi got the second Aliyah, it must be that the first person got the Aliyah was not because he was an Adam Gadol, but it was because he was a Kayin. And then Rashi brings another pshat when the Gemara says over there, Nispar the Chavila, when there's no Kayin, then we break the chain of command. It doesn't mean that you can't give a Levi an Aliyah, it just means that you could also give a Yisrael. And Lefi Zeh, what is the Raya in our Gemara that just because the second Aliyah was given to Levi, that it must be that the first Aliyah was given to Kayin, it could be the first Aliyah was given to Adam Gadol, and still they gave the second Aliyah to a Levi. And it's hard to understand exactly what Rashi means, but Taisa says, Yesh L'Faris, Hacha, Shekara Achrov Levi, Katim Yisrael, Shekara Achrov, that the Raya was that since they actually let a Levi lane after the first Aliyah, even though there was a person that was a Yisrael in Shul at that time that was more Chashav than that Levi, so if the reason that the first person got the first Aliyah was because he was an Adam Gadol, then L'Chayr, we should have given someone that was a Chashav person prior to a Levi. However, by the fact that we gave a Levi that Aliyah, even though there were other Chashuvim in Shul, it must be it's because we want to make sure that a Levi got Aliyah after a Kayin, and therefore this proved that the reason why the first person got Aliyah was not because he was an Adam Gadol, but it was because he was a Kayin. And the Gemara continues with another story. Ahud Asal came into Rabbi Shuvah Levi. There was a person that came in front of Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Amalei, and he said to Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Mechzakani b'zeh shu Levi, I know that this person is a Levi. Amalei, Ma'ar Isa, how do you know? Amalei, Shekar Sheni b'Beis Knesses, because he received the second Aliyah in the Beis Knesses as a Levi. And Rabbi Shuvah Levi now asked him, Bechesu shu Levi, or Bechesu shu Gadol, how do you know that the reason why he got the second Aliyah was because he's a Levi? Maybe he got it because he was a Gadol. And he responded, Shekar lo fun of Kayin, because the first Aliyah was given to a Kayin. Valu Rabbi Shuvah ben Levi, Levia al Piv. And through this testimony, Rabbi Shuvah Levi established that this person was a Levi. And Rashi points out, how do we know that he was a Levi based on the fact that a Kayin lained the first Aliyah? So Rashi says, if he loved high Levi, who, if not for the fact that he was a Levi, Loya Kari Sheni El Shlishi, then he wouldn't have gotten the second Aliyah, but he would get the third Aliyah, Shnayim Kayanim, Hayu Kayin Lefanov, and you would have had two Kayanim that would lane Kayin and then Levi, and you'd have a Kayin, but Makim Levi, Vahu Shlishi, and then this person would get the third Aliyah. If there's no Levi, then a Kayin would lane in his place. And it's Muchach from Rashi that although Amminig is that we give one Kayin the first Aliyah, and we give the same Kayin the second Aliyah as Bim Kayim Levi. However, Rashi says that we actually used to give two separate Kayanim, the first two Aliyahs, when there wasn't a Levi. And the Gemara continues, Ha'ud Asal came into Reish Lakish. A person came in front of Reish Lakish. Amalei Mechzakanim Zeshu Kayin. I know that this person is a Kayin. Amalei Reish Lakish said, my Reis, how do you know? Amalei Shekar Rishon Beis Knesses, because he read as a Kayin in the Beis Knesses. Amalei Reisiv Shechilak Al Granes. That's not enough to establish as a Kayin. Did you see that he actually took Truma from the Beis Granes? Amalei Rablazis. So Rablazis responded back to Reish Lakish. Vim Ein Shom Gurin. If there's a city that doesn't have a Gurin, but Lakuna, will he say that there's no way to establish that a person is a Kayin? And Rablazis holds that even if you see that someone gets the Aliyah of Kayin, that's enough to establish him as a Kayin. Kain. And the Gemara continues, Zimnan Havi Yasvi Kameh Rabbi Yechon. Another time, Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish were in front of Rabbi Yechon, and also Kiham Maisel Kameh. And a similar story happened that came in front of Rabbi Yechon. Amalei Reish Lakish, Reisav Shechilok Al Gayin. So Reish Lakish said the same thing, that even though that you know that he got the Aliyah of Kain, but did you see that he actually got Truma by the base of Granis? Amalei Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon said back to Reish Lakish, Vim Ein Shem Gayin, but Lakuna, do you say that if there's no Gayin in the city, that you would be Mvatal Kuna? Of course, we don't need that you see him, that he was Shechilok Al Gayin. As long as we know that he took the Aliyah of Kain, that would be good enough raya. So Hadachazel Reb Lazar Bishus. So by the fact that Rabbi Yechon used the same exact lashon as Reb Lazar, Reish Lakish realized that Reb Lazar must have heard this from his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon previously, and he still didn't say it over B'Shem Amrei. And Reish Lakish was upset at Rabbi Lazar because he felt that if Rabbi Lazar would have told him that Rabbi Yechon said over this lashon, then he would have actually agreed with him, and then he wouldn't have been embarrassed in front of Rabbi Yechon that he said the wrong psak. And therefore Reish Lakish looked at Rabbi Lazar with an ayin ra. And Amar, so Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Lazar, Shemas Mili de Banafcha, you heard this thing from Banafcha referring to Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon's father was a blacksmith, and he didn't say it over in his name, as we explained, and we will stop over here.